So as today is a very auspicious day, the appearance day of Advaita Acharya, today is the seventh day of waxing moon of the month Magh, Magha Shukla Saptami, which is the divine appearance day of Advaita Acharya Mahaprabhu. So we will read about Advaita Acharya and I'll try my best to glorify. Before I start, I would like to beg the mercy from all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially all the Prabhupada disciples, all the senior devotees, and everyone who is present here, Amal Bhakta Swami Maharaj, and everyone. So, we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anta Leela, 7th chapter, verse 17. Please repeat after me. Advaita Acharya Goshani Sakshat Ishvara Tarasange Amar Mana Haila Nirmala. Advaita Acharya Goshani Sakshat Ishvara Tarasange Amar Mana Haila Nirmala. Advaita Acharya Goshani Sakshat Ishvara Tarasange Amar Mana Haila Nirmala. Translation. Nevertheless, this is being spoken by Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, and he is talking about Advaita Acharya. So, sorry? Yeah, but I don't have anything here. Okay, let me find. Okay. Advaita Acharya Goshani. Advaita Acharya. Sakshat Ishvara. Directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tar Sange. By His association. Amar. My. Mana. Mind. Haila. Has become. Nirmala. Purified. Translation. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nevertheless, my mind has become purified because I have associated with Advaita Acharya, who is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Next verse. Sarva Shastre Krishna Bhakte Nahi Yara Sama Ataeva Advaita Acharya Tara Nama. Translation. He is unparalleled in his understanding of all the revealed scriptures and the devotional service of Lord Krishna. Therefore, he is called Advaita Acharya. Yahara Kripate Mlechera Haya Krishna Bhakti Ke Kahite Pare Tara Vaishnavata Shakti. He is such a great personality that by His mercy, He can convert even the meat-eaters, mlechas, to the devotional service of Krishna. Who, therefore, can estimate the power of His Vaishnavism? So, these three verses have been spoken by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself about Advaita Acharya. In the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are so many verses which glorify Advaita Acharya. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita 1.7.94 that there are three personalities out of Pancha Tattva. out of the Panchatattva, the three personalities are Vishnu Tattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Mahaprabhu, and Advaita Acharya. So these three are Vishnu Tattvas, and they are all worshipables. Whereas Srivas Thakur and all other devotees belong to the category of pure devotees. And as we know, Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani himself. So there are Panchatattva, there are five prominent tattvas who appeared as devotees in this age of Kali Yuga. And there is a famous verse that we all know, Panchatattvatmakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhakta Akhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. So Radha and Krishna combined. Actually, it is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, that is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Balram came as Nityananda Mahaprabhu, who is Adi Guru. Mahavishnu comes as Advaita Acharya. And as I said, Radharani comes as Gadadhar Pandit. So many people ask if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is already Srimati Radharani and Krishna combined, then why Srimati Radharani is coming as Gadadhar Pandit? So, one Acharya very nicely explains that when Krishna decided to play the role of Srimati Radharani, then Radharani wanted to see how he performs. So she couldn't resist and she appears as Gadadhar Pandit. And Srivas Thakur is Narada Muni. Also, there is a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita which says, Mahavishnur Jagat Karta Mayayach Yaha Srujatada Tasyavataram Evayam Advaita Acharya Ishvaraha. Lord Advaita Acharya is an incarnation of Lord Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create this cosmic world through the action of Maya. So Mahavishnu himself comes in the form of a devotee in Chaitanya Leela. So Advaita Acharya appeared in the year 1434 AD in a village called Navagram as a son of Kuber Pandit, and his mother's name was Srimati Nabadevi. And when he was born, he was given the name as Sri Kamalaksha or Kamalakanta Veda Panchanana. So he was famous as Kamalaksha. And during that time, the kingdom was filled with Shaktas. Shakta means the worshippers of Durga Devi, or the people who are after the material sense enjoyment and they want to please the goddess Durga, who is the fortress of this material creation. So there was tantric worship famous all over the kingdom, and there was animal sacrifice going on everywhere, and the king was in favor of that. So the father of Advaita Acharya, Kamalaksha at that time, was a minister in that king's palace. So he was a pandit and also a minister. And the prince was a friend of Kamalaksha. And when Kamalaksha was 7 or 8 years old, that time they were just arguing, you know, the prince and the little Kamalaksha, Advaita Acharya, they were arguing who is supreme. That time, the prince started to argue that how Mother Durga is supreme and how the tantric worship and animal sacrifice is proper. And Advaita Acharya, Kamalaksha, despite being just 7-8 years old, he couldn't take that argument. And he just roared like a lion. He just roared, you know, like small children. Sometimes they cannot take something and they just, you know, roar. They just give it up. So he just roared and the prince fainted on the spot. And then everybody ran to the spot and they found out the prince was dead. And the king and all others started to accuse Advaita Acharya of the murder. Then Advaita Acharya said, I can bring him back to life, but only if the king promises that tantra worship and animal sacrifice is forbidden, is stopped. Then when the king agrees, then Kamalaksha brings him back to life. So then the education period, by the age of 12, Advaita Acharya became very well versed in all the scriptures, and he learned under Vedanta Gavish, Vedanta Vagish Guru, until he was 14 years. After his mother and father passed away, he started a pilgrimage to all the holy places in India. First he went to Jagannath Puri and he took darshan of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, and then he went to Rameshwar, and after traveling across all the South India, he came later to Vrindavan, and he was in ecstasy, and he was worshipping Radha Krishna in Vrindavan in ecstasy. And one day while he was in meditation, he saw a vision that Lord Chaitanya, Lord Shri Krishna himself, is going to appear in Navadvip. So as soon as he got this vision, he immediately went to Navadvip, and he started a school to preach Bhagavad Gita and the message of Bhagavatam. Because he couldn't see the people, the conditioned souls suffering in this world, so he started his school, and soon he became very famous. During that same time, Madhavendra Puri, as we all know, who is a Mahabhagavat, who is pure devotee, and there are many stories about Madhavendra Puri, who is also guru of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ishwarpuri is guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his guru is Madhavendra Puri. During the same time when Advaita Acharya was teaching different scriptures in his school, that time Madhavendra Puri, on the other side, other part of India, he had a dream. And in his dream, Giridhari Gopal, his worshipable deity, told him to go and search for sandalwood, a different type of sandalwood for his worship. So he started to walk, and he wanted to go to Puri, but he came from West Bengal. And that time he met Advaita Acharya. That time he was known as Kamalaksha Veda Panchanana. So when these two met, by the divine arrangement of Krishna, Advaita Acharya immediately understood that Madhavendra Puri is not a common person. He is having high devotional status. When he had a discussion, when he associated, and when he understood that this personality has high ecstasies of devotional life, then he accepted Madhavendra Puri as his guru. And later on he was known as Advaita Acharya. He became famous. He got the title Acharya. And by the time he was 49 or 50 years old, his guru ordered him to get married. And that time, Advaita Acharya and all his disciples, all his students, they were bathing in the Ganges. And Srivas Thakur was also present there. That time, a boat came at the bank with many people, and out of those, there was a very sattvic brahmana whose name was Narsingha Bhaduri. He came with his two daughters named Sita Devi and Sri Devi. So these two daughters got married to Advaita Acharya by the arrangement, or mediator was Srivas Thakur. So by the arrangement of Srivas Thakur, the marriage took place. Sita Devi later on became famous as Sita Thakurani, and she is Yogamaya or Purnamasi herself, and Sri Devi is her Prakash expansion. So Advaita Acharya had six sons. Out of the six sons, three accepted the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who like they understood and they accepted Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the remaining three did not accept, they did not come to the conclusion that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this context, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj has warned that those people who have accepted Advaita Acharya as the best of Vaishnavas and those who consider Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are considered Vaishnavas. And those who consider the opposite is to be the truth, because there is a sect, there is a class of people who believe Advaita Acharya is the final ultimate truth. So for those, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, they cannot achieve the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, because they can only achieve until Mahavishnu, because Advaita Acharya is incarnation of Mahavishnu. Advaita Acharya had many great Vaishnava qualities, and one of them was that he always considered all the Vaishnavas only by their spiritual potency. He never saw a devotee to be you know, low caste or high caste or diseased or fit. Like, he never saw devotee in any physical form. So during that time, as we know, Haridas Thakur, who is coming from a Muslim family, he was socially outcast in the Hindu community, but still Advaita Acharya used to associate with him, and he used to give his association, because Advaita Acharya is very elderly personality by this time. By this time he is, you know, very old, like he is around 60 or 70 years, I guess. So when he was that old, he was seen as a very elderly and respectable person, and all the Vaishnavas during that time, they were taking the guidance, and Haridas Thakur was one of them. Later on, Haridas Thakur became very famous as Namacharya. So during this time, Advaita Acharya was present on the earth, and Nityananda Mahaprabhu, who is Balaram himself, he also incarnated. And Advaita Acharya knew that Nityananda Mahaprabhu is also present, but Sri Krishna was missing. And he was thinking that right now the people have become so materialistic, and they are so much selfish, and they are engrossed in sense gratification, that a partial incarnation of the expansion of Krishna cannot rectify the situation. And he wanted that Krishna himself to descend from Goloka, so that he can give the highest benediction of Krishna Prem, Golokera Premadhan Harinama Sankirtan. The Krishna Prem from Goloka Vrindavan should be brought on this earth, and that can be done by Sri Krishna himself. So he began to intensely worship Krishna's lotus feet with Ganges water and tulsi leaves. And he was roaring the names of Krishna and pleading him to descend in this world. So he started worship of Shaligram Shila on the banks of Ganges, and he was roaring like a lion. So there is a beautiful poem written by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, which says, Huhunkar garjanadi ahoratra sadgunam ha Krishna radhika nath prarthanadi bhavanam dhupa deepa kasturi cha nanchandanadi lepanam Sitanath Advaita Chara Naravinda Bhavanam. So Advaita Acharya was roaring like a lion and thundering like a monsoon cloud. And he was constantly praying days and night O Krishna, O Radhika Nath, please come to this world and please deliver the fallen souls. He smears the Shaligram Shila with the paste of sandalwood and musk and offers aarti with incense and lamp. Shri Advaita Prarthanartha Jagannath Alayam Shachi Matur Garbha Jata Chaitanya Karunamayam Shri Advaita Sangha Ranga Kirtana Vilasanam Sita Nath Advaita Charanaravind Bhavanam. Due to the prayers of Shri Advaita Acharya, Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the house of Jagannath Mishra in the womb of Mother Shachi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sang the holy name of the Lord congregationally and danced with the devotees. I meditate upon the lotus feet of Shri Advaita Acharya, the Lord of Sita Devi. So this very beautiful poem written by Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya in glorification of Advaita Acharya. So today, on this auspicious day, you can meditate on this beautiful poem. So because of this Siha Garjana, because of this roaring of Advaita Acharya, the roar, the cries of Advaita Acharya penetrated, you know, through the material world. They went to the Vaikuntha Loka, and it is said the roars and the cries of Advaita Acharya went to Goloka, and they went to Krishna. And when Krishna heard, then Krishna decided, he couldn't resist, he decided to appear. So the sole reason Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared is Advaita Acharya Mahaprabhu. So when Nimai appeared, he had a very special connection, special relationship with Advaita Acharya. As a little child, Nimai used to always go in the house of Advaita Acharya. He had two houses. One house was close to Srivas Thakur's house in Navadvip, and he has a second house in Shantipur. So as a little child, Nimai used to always go to Advaita Acharya, and during that time his elder brother Vishwaroop was also taking shiksha. He was taking studying under the guidance of Advaita Acharya. So one time, it's a funny incident described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai, who was a teenager, he was walking on the street with Srivas Thakur. And from the other side, Advaita Acharya was coming. And he passed, but Nimai did not show any respect, or he did not bow down. And Srivas Thakur got astonished, and he started chastising Nimai, that Nimai, what kind of etiquette is that? You have forgotten even the basic etiquette to respect a Vaishnava, to respect an elderly person. You should have bowed down. To which Lord Gauranga replied, I am that one who is God. Who will then bow down to whom? I am him and he is God. So he was telling that we both are kind of the same tattva. So who should bow down to whom? So Krishnadas Kaviraj also has mentioned one incident, that when Gauranga Mahaprabhu was cleaning the Gundicha temple before the start of Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri, that time the son of Advaita Acharya, whose name was Gopal Mishra, he was very enthusiastically taking part in cleaning the temple, and he was singing and dancing, and he was very much in ecstasy. Seeing that, Advaita Acharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were feeling great jubilation. But all of a sudden, this Gopal Mishra, who was son of Advaita Acharya, he suddenly fainted, and it appeared as if he was dead. And everybody started to chant, and Advaita Acharya was present at the scene, and he started to chant different mantras. He started to chant Narsimha mantras and various other mantras, but to no effect. And then the devotees started to cry, and they started to think that maybe Gopal Mishra has left his body. But Gaurang Mahaprabhu came, and he just simply he put his hand on the heart of the little boy, and he said, get up Gopal and chant Hari Hari. And immediately this little boy, he came to life and he started to dance and chant again. Seeing that, all the devotees became very happy and they started to chant Gauranga Gauranga. So Advaita, one lesson, it is said that Advaita Acharya wanted to show that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the highest, he is the most supreme, you know, he is the supermost, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is superior to him. So that's the essence of this pastime. So, as you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, and there he met his spiritual master, Ishwarpuri. And he soon, after the meeting, he decided to take the spiritual initiation. So, you know, even in the life of Advaita Acharya and even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they both are Vishnu Tattvas. They are the supreme personalities of Godhead. But still, they are showing that how much important it is to take official initiation from a spiritual master. Because they are the supreme. They don't need any guru. But still, to show to the common people that it is very important to take official initiation, they accepted guru. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Ishwarpuri as his guru, he came back to Navadvip in a different mood, and he was dancing and chanting the names of Krishna all the time. And he was appearing like a madman, completely filled with the love of Krishna. And he was unstoppable. He was constantly chanting the names of Sri Krishna. Seeing the change in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, and all other devotees became very pleased, because they thought, now the time has come to inaugurate this Sankirtan Yajna, the Sankirtan mission. During the same time, Nityananda Mahaprabhu was also present in Navadvip, and they all started congregational chanting in Navadvip, and they also started a kirtan in the night time in the house of Srivas Thakur, which is called Srivas Angan. So that night time kirtan, which used to go on all the night, that was restricted to only the intimate devotees of Lord Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one day, Gauranga Mahaprabhu revealed to everyone that this Nityananda is nobody else. He is Sakshat Balram. He is Adiguru. And we should all worship him. We should conduct a Vyasa Puja ceremony to Nityananda Mahaprabhu. To which all the devotees agreed, and they become very happy, and they decided to perform the Vyasa Puja ceremony of Nityananda Mahaprabhu. When this ceremony was finished, when it came to the end, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sat on the throne of Vishnu and he revealed his supreme form. Because until this time, whenever somebody called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are Krishna, you are Sri Hari, he used to close his ears and he used to say, no, I am not Vishnu. That is not possible. You know, it is impossible for a devotee to become Vishnu. I am only servant. I am Das, Dasanuda. So he used to always say that he is not Krishna. But only on that day, which is also called as Mahaprakash Leela, Only on that day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his complete opulences. He showed everyone his real form because all the intimate disciples, intimate devotees were present there. So that time, everyone began to worship Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he was acting as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That time, he started to shout, "Bring that Nada." Nada means somebody who is shaved head and who looks kind of, recently, if somebody gets shaved recently, they look kind of funny. So it's Nada is a Bengali word. And he said, he was referring to Advaita Acharya. He said, "Bring that Nada." Because of that Nada, because he was roaring like a lion all the time, I was sleeping in the ocean of milk. And because of his roars, they rang in my ears. I woke up and I came here. So bring that Advaita Acharya. And he sent Ramai Pandit, who is brother of Srivas Acharya. So he sent Ramai Pandit to Shantipur to get Advaita Acharya with his family. When Ramai Pandit went and told all the incident to Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya wanted to test Mahaprabhu. So, he instead of going to the house of Srivas Thakur, he went to the house of Nandana Acharya, which is close to the house of Srivas Thakur. But he said to Ramai Pandit that, "Do not tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I am in the house of Nandana Acharya." So Ramai Pandit went back to Srivas Angan, but this time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You go to the house of Nandana Acharya and you will find Advaita Acharya there." Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is all omniscient, all knowing. He is present in the heart of every living entity. So he could understand that Advaita Acharya is trying to test him by being in the house of Nandana Acharya. And when Ramai Pandit went to the house of Nandana Acharya, and then Advaita Acharya came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme. So he always knew, because Advaita Acharya is the one who brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. But he wanted to show to the common people, especially the future generations of devotees, who he knew that people of Kali Yuga are not easy to tackle with. They will always doubt. So he wanted to prove that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Later, during the same time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing the Mahaprakash Leela and he was sitting on the throne of Vishnu, Srivas Thakur came and asked him, "What about Shachi Mata? What about your own mother? She will be so happy to see your this divine supreme form." To that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I cannot show my this supreme form to my mother, Shachi Devi, because she has committed offense to Advaita Acharya." So what happened was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother, Vishwarup, he was studying under Advaita Acharya, and he came to the conclusion that this material world is full of miseries, it is temporary, and there is no use entering the grihastha life. That was the conclusion he came, and he decided to take sannyas. And he left the house, and he left Shachi Devi, and that broke her heart. Naturally, for the mother, when the son would leave the house, that really breaks her heart. So Shachi Mata used to think that Advaita Acharya is the reason Vishwarup took sannyas and became Shankararanya. Later on, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, little Nimai, also started to associate with Advaita Acharya. And Nimai, when he was married to Lakshmi Priya, he was associating and he was spending practically all his time with Advaita Acharya, and Shachi Mata used to always think that this Advaita Acharya has already taken away my one son. Now all I have is there is Nimai. Now, what if Nimai also takes sannyas? If he also goes away, then how will I survive? Who will be there with me? Because Jagannath Mishra had already left his body. So Shachi Mata was always thinking that this Advaita Acharya is the reason. And his name Advaita is improper. Advaita means somebody who unites. So his name Advaita is improper because he is not uniting people. He is dividing them. He took away my son. So instead of Advaita, his name should be Dvaita. So that's what she was thinking in the mind. So she never committed any verbal offense or, you know, any different type of offense. But she was just thinking, which is, you know, which appears to us as natural for a mother. But that offense was taken very seriously by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he said that I cannot show this supreme form to my mother. When devotees ran and told the incident, whatever happened to Mother Shachi, Shachi Mata immediately understood that I have been thinking in this way, which is improper. So she went to Advaita Acharya right away and she started to confess and she started to beg forgiveness, to which Advaita Acharya started to glorify Shachi Mata, saying that you are the topmost devotee, you are Yashoda Mata herself. You are the one who carried the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your womb. Who is superior to you? And he went on and on and he himself became overwhelmed while he was glorifying Shachi Mata. And he fainted. As soon as he fainted, Shachi Mata took the dust from the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya and she became free from the offense. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his opulences and he revealed his supreme form to Mother Shachi. So he gave the complete mercy to Shachi Mata when she was freed from the offense, Vaishnava Parat. So in this regard, our acharyas say that even if you are high class, you know, the topmost devotee, if there is a Vaishnava aparad, one should not hesitate to beg forgiveness. And Shachi Mata is establishing this principle. She is the topmost devotee and still she is begging the forgiveness to Advaita Acharya. And for the offense which was unknowingly committed, it was not knowingly committed offense. So all this time Advaita Acharya was thinking in his mind that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he always treats me with respect. Because naturally Advaita Acharya was way too elder and he was guru of his guru. No, he was godbrother of his guru, Ishwarpuri. So that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always saw him as a spiritual master and he used to always offer all the respects to Advaita Acharya, which he didn't like. Advaita Acharya had a desire that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should see me as a servant. He should treat me as his servant and not, he should not give me respect. So just in order to be punished by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Shantipur and he started to preach the path of knowledge or impersonalism to all the people in his school. And as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know that Advaita Acharya has started preaching impersonalism, he became very angry. And he went to Shantipur. He rushed there. And he saw that Advaita Acharya was teaching to his students that the path of knowledge is the supreme. Everybody repeat, you know, he was going on like that. The path of bhakti is for sentimentalists. And the path of knowledge is for high class, the scholars, the real spiritualists. To which Lord Gauranga became very angry. And he asked Advaita Acharya, which path is higher you are preaching, the path of bhakti or the path of knowledge, to which Advaita Acharya very sternly replied, path of knowledge. And that was too much for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he started beating Advaita Acharya. He started punching Advaita Acharya. He started to, you know, he threw him on the ground. He was still punching and punching, going on, punching his stomach and punching everywhere. And, you know, seeing, Sita Thakurani heard that this is what is happening, so she rushed to the scene and she saw that Gauranga Mahaprabhu was beating and he was continuously going on and on. So she started to pray to Gauranga Mahaprabhu that he is, you know, so old, if you go on beating him like that, he may leave his body. Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu got pacified. And to everybody's astonishment, Advaita Acharya got up and he started to dance in ecstasy. He started to chant the names of Krishna and he was going on dancing and dancing. And he was saying that today is the best day of my life. Today you have treated me as your servant. So the lesson from this story is that the punishments from Supreme Personality of Godhead or the punishments coming from spiritual master or any, you know, senior Vaishnavas, they should not be seen in a negative way. They should be seen as mercy. Because Vaishnavas are always auspicious and even their chastisements are very auspicious. In this context, Bali Maharaj, when Vamandev came and he took away everything from Bali Maharaj in just 3 steps. He asked for 3 steps, but in the first 2 steps he took away everything. And he punished, in a way he punished Bali Maharaj. But Bali Maharaj prays that punsam shlaghyatamam manne dandam arhattam arpitam yena mata pita brata surudascha adishantihi. Bali Maharaj is saying that everyone says that you are Supreme Personality of Compassion, you are Supreme Personality of Love, but today you proved that you are the Supreme Personality of Punishment also, because your punishment is also so sweet that, you know, later on Vamandev pushes Bali Maharaj and he gives him Sutal Lok. So he is saying that you take care of your devotees in such a way that not a brother, not a father, not the best friend would have ever taken care of anyone. So this way you take care of your devotees. So after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. And Nityananda Mahaprabhu wanted Gauranga Mahaprabhu to stay with them. So Nityananda Mahaprabhu was supposed to take Gauranga Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan. But instead, he brought him to the opposite side of Ganges, to Ambika Khalna, and he tricked him, and he brought him to Shantipur, Ambika Khalna, on the other side of the Ganges. And he sent a message to Advaita Acharya, saying that, I am bringing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you bring new clothes for him. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Ganges, he thought it is Yamuna. So he became filled with ecstasy. But then when he saw Advaita Acharya coming, then he realized that this is not Vrindavan. They have tricked me. So he asked Advaita Acharya, how come you are here? I thought this is Vrindavan. To which Advaita Acharya replied that wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. So after this incident, they took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the house of Advaita Acharya. And all the devotees from Navadvip also came to Shantipur. And they got a chance to see the sannyas form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So Shachimata and Srivas Thakur and all the other devotees from Navadvip, they came and they stayed in Shantipur at the house of Advaita Acharya. So that was a big festival. because Shachimata and Sita Thakurani, they made beautiful preparations of Mahaprasad, and there are various intimate pastimes between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya. So it is said that devotional life is very simple. Simple for the simple, Prabhupada said. So if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, devotees are always having fun. You know, most of the pastimes of Chaitanya Charitamrita, they are Hari Hari Kaila, Krishna Krishna Kaila, Kirtan Karila, and Prasad Kaila. So that is the soul essence of Krishna Bhakti. So chant Krishna's names, chant Hari, do Kirtan and eat Prasad. So there are multiple pastimes, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is filled with such pastimes. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri as a sannyasi, he sent Jagadananda Pandit to Nadia with a lot of Mahaprasadam for his mother and two other devotees of Navadvip. So Jagadananda Pandit came with all this prasad and he distributed to all the devotees in Navadvip, and he also brought the message from Gauranga Mahaprabhu to Shachimata that he is doing good, and you know, he depicted all the different pastimes, whatever is happening with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he met Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya told him a secret message, and Advaita Acharya told Jagadananda Pandit when he was going back to Jagannath Puri that you deliver my message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and only he will understand what I am trying to say. So it is a sonnet, it was an equivocal message which can be decoded only by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the message that he sent was, Baula ke kahiha loka haila baula, baula ke kahiha hate na vikaya chaula. So it's funny message. It's the direct translation is, please tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone has become a madman like him. He has made everyone a madman like him. Also inform the madman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that in the marketplace rice is no longer in demand. So this, you know, nobody could understand. And so the second stanza of the same message is, Baula ke kahiha kaye nahik aula, Baula ke kahiha iha kahiya che baula. Please tell the madman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the message from the madman Advaita, that those who are mad in ecstasy are no longer interested in this material world. So this message appeared to be funny to everyone when Jagadananda Pandit returned to Jagannath Puri. He delivered this message, to which all the devotees laughed and they thought it's just a funny message. To which Swarup Damodar asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the meaning of this message? It's a secret message. Only you can understand this message. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that who can understand the message from Advaita Acharya? And he did not reveal the actual meaning. And Swarup Damodar could understand that, you know, it appears funny, but it's not a funny message. And he could understand the deep meaning of this message. And then he became very morose. Because the actual meaning of this message, as told by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is, tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that everyone has become intoxicated with love for Krishna. And so, in the marketplace of love, no one is buying the rice of Krishna Prem any longer. Tell Mahaprabhu that the crazies are so intoxicated in love that they are no longer involved in material desires. Tell Mahaprabhu that Advaita said this in complete intoxication of prema. So in short, Bhaktivinod Thakur is decoding this message and telling that in short, Advaita Acharya was telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the reason he appeared in this world has been fulfilled and he has distributed the Krishna prema to everyone. So if he desires, now the Lord may do as he desires. So soon after, you know, this message came from Advaita Acharya, there are various chapters in Antya Leela which describe that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasies became intense and soon he left this world and he went back to his spiritual eternal abode. So Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world on the intense request of Advaita Acharya, and when Advaita gave him the permission to leave this world, he disappeared from this world. So in Srimad Bhagavatam also it is said that anugrahaya bhaktanam manushim tanumashritam. So the main reason Krishna appears is to please, to satisfy his devotees. And the verse that we were chanting in the beginning, the translation says that Advaita Acharya can convert even the meat eaters into param bhakta vaishnavas. The same thing we see in the life of Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada, because the time when Srila Prabhupada came to the Western world, nobody was ready, nobody wanted to come to this world because it's the world of meat eaters, mlechhas. So nobody wanted to really even try, but Srila Prabhupada, you know, he had the faith that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can deliver anyone. And before he came to the Western countries, before he boarded Jaladuta, he went to the house of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur and he was constantly praying for the mercy from Advaita Acharya. So that time, one of the godbrothers of Srila Prabhupada saw him and he asked, "Swami Maharaj, I heard you are going to the West." To which Srila Prabhupada said, "I am not going to the West. Srimad Bhagavatam is going to the West. And because Srimad Bhagavatam cannot travel alone, I am going with Srimad Bhagavatam as his servant." So Srila Prabhupada did not come alone. He brought the cloud of mercy along with him in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam and all of his books. So we should make the most of this beautiful opportunity, because everything has been provided to us by Srila Prabhupada. All the knowledge is given. All we have to do is to serve Srila Prabhupada and his sincere representatives, and the path is set for us. So I'll stop here. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Advaita Acharya ki jai, Advaita Acharya Mahavirbhava ki jai.